point and you're getting me down.
Lovely listeners, and welcome back to 101.9 FM, CFRC. I'm your host, Lily, and today we've got a very special guest here on Busy Girl Radio. Ezra, would you like to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yeah, sure. My name's Ezra. I go to Queens. I'm a fifth-year history major. I am the president of the Queens Outdoors Club. Join the club. It's the best club on campus.
Shameless plug.
Shameless plug. I feel like a lot of my music taste has come from, I don't know, my parents showing me different stuff growing up, and a little bit of my own, kind of figuring out my own taste, but yeah.
Awesome, yeah. So I was just talking to Ezra. We're looking at a bunch of music that he has lined up for today, and they think the focus is going to be the songs that you like now, but also some stories about your parents and the music you grew up listening to, some concert stories. We've got a lot of good things lined up for this hour on this lovely Friday afternoon. I was just here covering for Aaron on Whiplash, and now I'm here with Ezra, but this is going to be all of his music, so I'm really excited to see what's in store. Do you want to tell us what the first track is for today?
For sure, yeah. So the first song I'm playing today is The Wait by The Band. It's my dad's favorite song. And growing up, I used to go to this folk festival every year in Pufferlaw called Eaglewood. And at the end of the folk festival every weekend, every performer would come on stage and perform the Wait together. So it's a very special song to me, both because it's my dad's favorite song and also just because of dad. So yeah, I'm excited to play it for everyone.
Awesome. That's what is up next here on 101.9 FM. We've got The Band, and then after that, we're going to have a little bit of Simon and Garfunkel. Thanks for listening.
Crazy Chester followed me, and he cut me in the fall. said, I will fix your act if you take Jack, my dog. I said, wait a minute, Chester, you know I'm a peaceful man. He said, that's okay, boy, won't you feed me when you can?
Radio live here on CFRC 101.9 FM. For those of you listening just now joining us, we have Ezra Greenwood in the studio. He's been telling us a bit about some music he's listened to growing up and some festival music and stuff like that. We had a bit of Simon and Garfunkel as well as the band. But what do we have up next, Ezra?
Next up, we have a Gordon Lightfoot classic, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. It's a pretty special song to me because growing up, another folk festival I attended was the Mariposa Folk Festival up in Orillia. And that's where Gordon Lightfoot got his start. And I actually saw him live there twice. I used to go up with my family every year. I've also done the song in karaoke a couple times. I'd like to shout out Duncan Barter, my karaoke partner. And hopefully we can run it back maybe this Wednesday at the Mansion. But we'll see.
Love it. Absolutely. And then following that, we have a bit of Johnny Cash, who I also love as well. I went to the Johnny Cash Museum when I was in Nashville. It was quite the experience. And they had like a Johnny Cash impersonator and all that stuff. But I don't know. You have to have a museum named after you. You'd have to be like a really famous, substantial artist. What do you think, Ezra?
Absolutely. I mean, I've seen the movie too, so I can walk the line. Great movie. Definitely check it out.
Awesome. Ezra's super into movies as well, so we'll be talking about that as well on the show a little bit later. But for now, let's just get into the music. Here's a little bit of Gordon Lightfoot on Busy Girl Radio.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wind broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. Time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know you." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. And the iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the
gales of November remembered.
Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. But there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming, I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. Me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison. That's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Lily, here on Busy Girl Radio, and I'm joined in the studio today with my friend, Ezra Greenwood. Say hi, Ezra.
What's up, everyone?
We've just been chatting and talking about all this different kind of music that Ezra likes, music he grew up with. We listened to a bit of Gordon Lightfoot as well as Johnny Cash. That was a live version, too. I really liked all the applause, and Ezra was saying at the beginning, he says, like, hi, I'm Johnny Cash. It's, like, the best intro.
Love it.
So next, we've got some more good stuff lined up. Ezra, do you want to talk a bit about it?
Yeah, sure. I think earlier I talked a little bit about how, like, movies are really important to me. So one of the movies I watched a lot, or I watched growing up with my sisters, that was really important, was the movie Because of Winn-Dixie. And I don't know if people know, but in that movie, Dave Matthews has an appearance as a character, and he sings a song called Butterfly. But Dave Matthews is, like, someone who I think is a very important artist to me, and I saw him live with my dad back in, I think, 2019. And he's such a cool... Dave Matthews Band is such a cool band because they're a jam band. So when you see them live, they play the music completely different than it is when it's recorded. So it was such a special experience. And yeah, I love them.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm also a big Dave Matthews fan. And I saw him with my mom up in New Hampshire. And they are a jam band. Like, mm-hmm. they have saxophone, they have piano, there's a little
bit
of everything.
Artists. Yeah, so many different instruments.
Yeah, so much good stuff. And then after that, we've got a little bit of Cage the Elephant with Ain't No Rest for the Wicked.
Yeah, I think that it's one of those songs that I just love to jam to. I was telling Lily earlier that I have this thing where I I kind of get into an echo chamber when I'm on Spotify and I listen to a lot of the same music. But when I'm listening to the radio, I listen to all these songs that I haven't heard in forever. And it kind of reminds me of them. And I Shazam them and I save them on my phone. So I love the radio for that. And I love to be on here.
Awesome. Yeah, the radio is great. We also talk a lot about here at CFRC that there's so much time where you have so much control in the world right now, right? Where you control everything that you do. And sometimes just letting go and letting someone else pick your music can just be so freeing. It can be so awesome. So if you like the radio, here's my shameless plug for our annual funding drive, which is running up until December 1st. I mean, December 31st. And you can donate at cfrc.ca. So if you're interested, we went to a fundraiser this weekend. It was the wrestling match. It was insane. It was like WWE wrestling. And Jesse, aka Alexi, was winning. He won this big belt. It was like the best Saturday ever.
It was a wild night.
It was a wild experience.
Nothing like anything I've ever been to before.
No, never, ever, ever. So anyways, enough of us talking. Here's a little bit of Dave Matthews Band here on 101.9 FM.
Twisted the way I like to be. For you, for me, when out the corner of my eye I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looks so all alone. Could you use a little company? If you pay the right price, your evening will be nice and you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young thing, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know I can't slow down, I can't hold back, though you know I wish I could. I know there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. Not even 15 minutes later, I'm still walking on the street when I saw the shadow of a man creep out of sight. And then he swept up from behind, he put a gun up to my head. He made it clear he wasn't looking for a fight. He said, give me all you got, I want your money, not your life. If you try to make a move, I won't think twice. I told him, you could have my cash, but first you know I gotta ask, what made you wanna live this kind of life? He said, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. Taking money from the church, he stuffed his bank account with righteous dollar bills. But even still, I can't say much because I know we're all the same. Oh yes, we all seek out to satisfy those thrills. You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. We got bills to pay, we got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know we can't slow down, we can't hold back, though you know we wish we could.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Busy Girl Radio here on 101.9 FM. For those of you just tuning in today, I have a very special guest in the studio, Ezra, who's been playing all of his music, all of his choices, and it's been wonderful so far. We just heard Crash by the Dave Matthews Band off their 1996 album, as well as Ain't No Rest for the Wicked by Cage the Elephant. Awesome choices, Ezra. I really love this music.
Thank you. Yeah. I feel like I've talked a lot about my parents' influence on me, but I've kind of focused on my dad, so I want to give my mom a little light here. One of my mom's favorite bands is U2, and I remember being younger and listening to U2 and not realizing like how big they actually were when they were at their height. And I remember just like what my mom was telling me all about them and how they were like at the height of the Beatles when they were in their popular phase. But I think that like for me, like my biggest connection to U2 was when Apple automatically put their album on all of our iPhones.
Never forget that.
Yeah, everyone was just hating on U2 for a period. But today I'll be playing With or Without You by U2. And then following that, I'll play Both Sides Now by Joni Mitchell, which is also a very special song to my mom. And yeah.
Awesome. Shout out to all the moms in the world today. We've got U2 and Joni Mitchell here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
and I wait without you. With or without you. With or without you. Through the storm we reach the shore. You gave it all, but I want more. And I'm waiting.
Still so yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's love's illusions. I recall, I really don't know love at all. Surface crowds, I've looked at life that way. But now old friends are acting strange. They shake their heads, they say I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day.
Lovely listeners, welcome back to Biz Girl Radio here on 101.9 FM. We just had a little bit of Joni Mitchell as well as U2. Picked by Ezra today. He's joining me in the studio.
Yeah, I'm glad that we could play Joni Mitchell. I remember when she left Spotify, but she's back, so it's nice that we can.
It's so nice to have her.
Music.
We love having her back.
Absolutely. Her and Neil Young. I think we're going to stay on the theme of Canadian artists, and I want to play something from the band Blue Rodeo from Toronto. Hasn't hit me yet. I work at Crave, a coffee shop in downtown Kingston. And just a couple weeks ago, when Blue Rodeo was here in Kingston performing, Jim Cuddy came in and I served him coffee. And we didn't really have a conversation, but I said, "Are you Jim Cuddy?" And he said, "Yes." And I was like, "That's awesome. And have a good performance tonight." So
yeah, right? Like, I feel like sometimes seeing a celebrity, it's almost an awkward encounter. You don't even know what to say.
I know, yeah. And I think I said, anyways, but yeah.
It doesn't matter what you said. As long as you recognized him, that's still awesome. So we've got a little bit of Blue Rodeo here on 101.9 FM.
Yes.
And following that, then we're going to have a little bit of The Cure. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye for now.
Well, that comes as no surprise. Still, I kinda like this feeling of being left behind. This ain't nothing new to me. Well, it's just like going home. It's
right. Welcome back to CFRC 101.9 FM, Busy Girl Radio. This is Ezra in for Lily. So the next song I'll be playing is Down Under by Men at Work. It's a great song to get you amped up about the weekend. Enough talking. Let's just get into the song. Thanks so much for listening in and enjoy.
Back to Busy Girl Radio here on 101.9 FM. We've had such a fun time having Ezra in the studio. We've talked about having him on for so long, and I'm so excited that you were able to play some of your music. And I also just love having my friends on because I feel like I learn so much more about them and what they grew up listening to and everything. So thank you, Ezra, so much.
Thanks for having me on here. I've spent so many week Fridays listening to you have other people on, and I've been waiting for my chance. So I'm so happy you had me on, and thank you.
Yeah, of course. Awesome. And for those of you who are just tuning in, unfortunately, we're going to be heading out, but we still have one more song left for us today. It's also my last show before Christmas break, so we wanted to play something kind of Christmassy. Ezra, do you want to introduce our last track?
Yeah, sure. I do love an Irish American band, and one of those bands is the Pogues, and I felt that it was only right to end this day with Fairy Tale of New York since we're entering the holiday season, and I'm actually going to visit my friend Michaela, who's living out in New York right now, so I'm excited for that. And anyways, this is just kind of like a manifestation of that excitement.
Awesome. Love it so much. It's been snowing here in Kingston, so it's really starting to feel like the holiday season. So this is a perfect song to end on. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I'll be back after the break doing some more live sessions here from 3 to 4 p.m. on Fridays. I've been Lily. This has been Ezra. And this is Busy Girl Radio. Thank you, guys. Hope you have a wonderful Friday and talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, "Won't see another one." And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love. Can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
They got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold, but the wind goes right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve, me, Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome,
you were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drunks they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, "Go away, babe," and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
Dripping that bed.
You scumbag, you maggot, cheap, cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're ours, I pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD chorus still singing, "Go away, babe," and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
I could have been someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus still singing, "Go away, babe," and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.